Welcome and good day. This is Paige Estrotori broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly superannuation news wrap on this breezy November 6th, 2025. Remember, the finest financial and superannuation expert advice is always a click away at financialservicesonline.com.au. Now into the news sector. In Australian industry news, this week has been as dynamic as ever. We'll start with the good news. A secured recovery from the uncertainties of the past years is in the offing, as shown by the robust performance of the top quartile superannuation funds, which are surging ahead, bringing substantial yields for their members. Their strength and resilience further solidify Australia's global standing in the superannuation realm. As we advance into the holiday season, this news certainly wraps a bow around optimism for the ensuing year. Transitioning from super funds, we take a closer look at the regulatory and legal landscape. The reporting standards continue to tighten around superannuation. Calls for increased transparency and alignment with international industry best practices are gaining momentum in the Australian Senate, as senators fervently argue for swift adherence to these standards. The ripple effects of this proposed adaptation will no doubt reverb across local businesses, altering the way they engage with superannuation. Concurrently, there's cause for concern as the early access to superannuation scheme, initiated amid the global crisis, is showing adverse results. An alarming number of Australians are struggling to rebuild their super balances. We are facing a growing number of citizens retiring with inadequate finances. Major financial advice service providers, such as our own at Financial Services Online, stress the importance of contributing regularly and adequately to your superannuation, it being a crucial foundation for financial plans and comfortable retirement. In wrapping up, we're optimistically anticipating the implementation of the proposed superannuation reforms. Our hopeful outlook is due to expected enhancements in consumer protection and the guarantee of transparency in fund-related decisions. Although the process may seem dense and perplexing at first, do remember that seeking advice from professionals like Financial Services Online could ease your path towards understanding these changes. Thank you for joining us for the weekly Superannuation News Wrap. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your reliable source for all superannuation matters. Continue to stay informed, and we'll see you again next week. Good day, and maintain the vigilance, Australia.